Hi, lovies. It's Christina with Connor's Eye Psyche LLC here on Universal Spirit Podcast, and we are on our ninth series talking about tarot, and this is episode 10 talking about knights. Now, knights are the third highest on the physical plane in the chain of command. Knights are the authority over the lower class of citizens. They have more direct contact to the masses. They can represent people and situations that are surrounding you at the time of the reading. They can represent aspects of ourselves that may be protective, noble, oppressive, dutiful, and law enforcing. A knight is responsible for order among the peasants of the kingdom. They fight like the military for our well-being. They symbolize putting forth effort and receiving worldly or mundane assistance. When referring to the Knight of Wands, this knight comes to assist you in matters of sexual exploration, quick healing, the arts, and chasing goals that have little to do with material wealth. This energy is feminine and masculine interchangeably. This knight plays fair, and you need to keep your ears open to his rules. He comes fast and leaves just as quickly. He answers to no one, so there is little consequence to any of his misdeeds. He will teach you life can sometimes just happen with or without a reason or even explanation. He can make pregnancy possible, so pay attention when the music is too loud at the party. When referring to the Knight of Pentacles, this knight comes with serious energy when in need of financial breakthroughs. He gives the motivation, energy, and strategy to make a path towards your goals. He has fickle emotions, so get straight with what you really want. He uses every means possible to open up roads in your favor. He takes very few breaks until his tasks are completed. He will expect you to use the same means to keep what it is he's about to give. When referring to the Knight of Cups, this knight, like the king, is a smooth talker. He is very in touch with his emotions and yours. He will always consider where he is wrong to make things right. He is forgiving, like the queen, and can persuade you to forgive him too. He reminds us to consider feelings rather than rules. His intuition is high and removes himself from toxic energy. He loves himself and he loves you. He will always do what is best, even if it hurts, for the higher purpose of love. And when referring to the Knight of Swords, this knight represents someone who is set on causing a ruckus. He finds a fight in almost every situation and welcomes challenges. He instigates drama, mischief, and can oftentimes be a silent bully. He feels superior to those who are smaller than him. He may often underestimate the common man's ability. He has a hard time letting things go. His emotions are erratic and angry. His energy works best when matched or when karma calls for a fool to be defeated.